This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So lately, I've been doing a lot of talking about love. And today, I am reminding myself about the importance of also being able to detach with love. I learned this principle several years ago, and I captured it in my book, Blues to Blessings from Fearful to Faithful. So here's an excerpt on detaching with love. Sometimes a loved one's issues will spill over into your life. Your wish is that the situation would go away as quickly as it came, but it doesn't. Meanwhile, your loved one awaits your next move because they're accustomed to you being the glue that always keeps things together. Your back is against the wall. You dread being pulled into a situation that you didn't ask for, but you also feel it your duty to save the day for those you love. You reason, if not me, then who? You ordain yourself as the one who knows what's best for everyone, so you proceed to take matters into your own hands. You have just moved into the realm of attempting to play God. And what I've learned is that God longs for worshipers, not executive assistants. You may find that your role is not to serve as the glue, but to do something new, like to detach with love. This time, it just may be His will for things to fall apart. Sometimes it is in the tearing down of things that it is also in the building up of new things. And so, if you find yourself in a place struggling to detach with love, let us cling to these words. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. Isaiah 30:15. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, detach with love.